Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nikki Olson, and she is a teacher at the Audubon School. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Good morning.
Nikki, I've been reading about a reading program that you're doing, and kind of unusual for everybody in the school, no matter what age. Tell us about this project, just the basics.
Okay, this program is a one school, one book program. Its website is readtothem.org. That's where we kind of got the information from. And basically, it's every student from preschool through sixth grade, their families are all reading the same book at home over the month of October. And we sent home a book for every single family so that every family has the same opportunity.
Very interesting. Now, you've been going at this, for a week or a couple weeks?
Well, we are on our last week now.
Oh.
We started October 1st, and we end this Wednesday.
Okay. What are some of the results coming back? What are you hearing?
Oh, we're hearing positive results. I get texts and emails, and people stop me on the street and in church and everything.
Wow.
Telling me how much they're enjoying reading with their kids and this opportunity they've been given to just sit and just read just for fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the book a little bit. What's the story?
Okay, the name of the book is Because of Winn-Dixie. It's by Kate DiCamillo. And it's a story about a girl who moves to Florida, and she's having trouble making friends. And so she finds a stray dog, and because of this dog, who she names Winn-Dixie, after the grocery store where she found it.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, that's the name of the grocery store. And because of Winn-Dixie, the dog, she becomes friends with several people. I won't ruin the ending. But it's a very positive message and just a fun book to read.
Well, it seems to me, too, it has to include something about the importance of animals in people's lives and what
Definitely.
All they can do for us.
Exactly. Very true.
Oh, very good. So now you said preschool through sixth grade.
Right.
So obviously, that's required that somebody else do the reading when you're talking about preschoolers.
Exactly, and that's what's really neat about it. We're kind of forcing parents to sit down and read with their kids in a fun way. But it's a neat book because it's one of those that a preschooler can enjoy. It's just a really fun book. But yet a sixth grader can read it and get a little deeper meaning out of it. And we're finding out that parents are reading to their sixth graders as well. And
that was going to be my next question.
Yes.
You know, if your expectation was that the fourth, fifth, sixth graders are going to read it themselves. But no, you want the parents reading that also.
And we kind of left it up to the families. You can read together. You can read separately and discuss together. You can. We have an audio on the website. They could listen to it together. It's just however you want. We just want them to enjoy it together.
Well, now that's an interesting kind of twist. I would think that, I'm thinking of reading a book doesn't necessarily mean listening to it. So you've got several ways to go at it.
Yes, we do. On our school website, we have a webpage dedicated toward it. And every chapter was read by a different teacher or principal. And so you can get on there and listen to your teachers, former and future, and listening to them read the chapters.
Are there discussion questions that you put out there?
Yep. Okay. Every book that was sent home was also given put with it a reading schedule of what chapters to read each night, as well as questions to talk about, discuss with your family. And a lot of the teachers then discuss it the next morning when they come back to school. So you can find that on the website, too.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, we talked about, people are stopping you on the street talking about what about some of the really quality or what kinds of things are people saying, well, I learned this, or we talked about that?
Well, we have one family that's really neat. They have kids all over the United States. They're in the military and in college. And I like to tell the story a lot. She has a private Facebook page just for her family, and they have the questions on the Facebook page, and they have to answer the questions, and they discuss it that way. She sent every one of her older children a copy of the book so that they're all reading it at the same time. So just things like that, neat stories of, wow, we are just loving this book, and it's great to sit down and read with my kid and have a good quality book to read.
Has this ever been done that you know of through the entire school, like, preschool through K? Through seniors?
No, I don't believe so. It hasn't. Not in our school, it hasn't. But
uh-huh.
It is possible, yes. There are some schools that do that. This is a national program that you can get involved in, and you can do it all different ways. And it's actually called One District, One Book when you do it that way. So, yeah, it's possible.
Okay. Now, What do you hope, what's the purpose of the project besides, you know, getting to know each other? Are there some other things that you hope will come out of this?
Definitely. Well, besides just getting families reading together, we're hoping that it goes toward our goal of improving literacy of students, which involves, you know, comprehension and fluency and just basically developing a love of reading. That's our ultimate goal.
Is this something you think you'll continue in the future with another book?
Yep, we're actually planning another one in the spring and maybe again next year. We're not going to give away the secret of what the book is yet, but it's in the making right now. We're working on it.
And, you know, that's pretty exciting, actually, to send home a book. Do they get to keep the book?
Yes, they do. Right. Actually, they paid for the book. Some families chose not to get a book. So we, with donations from the community, businesses, organizations, and just individuals gave lots of donations. And so we were able to provide books for every family, whether they bought one or not.
Oh, that's
excellent. And some families bought several copies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's great that every child, every family gets an opportunity to have that book. Because, when I was growing up, yes, we had some books, but not lots of books.
Right.
And a book getting sent home from school like that would have been really special.
Definitely. It's always great to open up a new book.
Yes. And it'll be interesting to see if the library has any increased usage after this project.
I hope so. That would be a great outcome of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit how, you know, you saw the idea. What happened next?
Well, we were talking. Teachers are always trying to talk or think of different ways that we can promote reading. And one of our teachers, she's actually on the committee, Megan Kiergaard, she's actually done this in a school she came from in Panora. And so she had experience, and we started talking, and we formed a committee of five of us, Roxanne Hansen and Megan Kiergaard and Lynn Spies and Laura Gibbs and I. And we met through the summer. And the ball just got rolling, and it was so exciting to hear everybody was excited for us, especially administration. They were 100% supportive of us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And it does obviously take quite a bit of planning. It's not just, shall we read a book, but when you have to get all the books. And,
exactly.
Yes.
And the ordering and, the planning of the questions and the website. Yeah. It's fun, though.
Oh, it sounds like great fun to me. Reading a book together would be great fun for, and the research behind parents reading to children, starting at, before birth, actually.
Yes,
I think
exactly.
There's a lot of good research out there, isn't there, Nikki?
Yes, there is. Yes, exactly. The more we talk to our children and the more we, even just conversation, the more the better.
Okay.
Yes.
Nikki, what grades, what classes do you teach?
I teach 6th and 7th grade reading and English.
Kind of fits
at the
in
middle
your
school.
Okay.
Yeah, so I kind of have the bigger kids in this program. I have the 6th graders, but my 7th graders are encouraged to read it too, and we talk about it in class too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What favorite books do you usually have, or what required books do you usually have at 6th grade for the students to read?
Oh, we do. Right now we're reading Number of the Stars by Lois Lowry. That's a great middle school book. It's in World War II, and we do as many books as we possibly can throughout the year. There's a lot of really good ones, Maniac McGee and Brian's Winter and the Hatchet series, and we have a lot of fun reading.
Mm-hmm. Do you have students read aloud in the classroom?
Yes, all the time. We read silently, we read aloud, we read in partners, any kind of reading we can squeeze in.
Sounds like a really good plan because, we can listen on lots of technology and so on, but reading is still a really important skill.
Exactly. I'm definitely in agreement of that.
Okay. And what about, just a quick question, what about writing? How do you relate that to the reading? Is that a part of your class?
Definitely. In my classroom, we have a lot of response journals, and we write every day about what we read. Sometimes I write back to them. They write me letters about what they're reading, and I write back and comment. And we incorporate writing into reading all the time, and I know that's true in all the grades.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, this is an exciting project, Nikki, and it'll be interesting to, as you progress and have some more books, to see how all of this comes together.
Definitely.
So we want to thank you very much, Nikki Olson from the Audubon School System, to tell us about the One Book, One School project that's going on there. And maybe somebody around here will want to go to the library and find out about Winn-Dixie.
That would be great. Can I say one more thing?
You bet.
We have a movie this Saturday we're going to watch because of Winn-Dixie at our high school auditorium to celebrate the end. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's at 6:30 on Saturday in our high school auditorium. We'll be serving popcorn.
All right. Yeah. Sounds like a good combination. We want to thank you so much, Nikki Olson, for visiting with us today.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a thought. Efforts to improve others sometimes doesn't work, but an intention to appreciate them will help them improve.